Hey, welcome to another episode of the State of the Church podcast. We're nearing the end of this series. This one and a response, and then one more and a response. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope it's been helpful. I hope you're passing it on, and who knows, maybe even down the road you'll listen again. Maybe it will keep you in prayer for Calvary and all that God is doing in us and through us, and it's probably the very best that we could ask for. So we started this whole series with a chapter on our current reality, and then we made our way through a chapter on our vision, and then our third chapter was our strategy. So we went through where we are, where we're heading, and how we're going to get there. This last chapter is kind of an oh yeah, right? The PS, the addendum. And in the last episode, we did an FAQ mostly centered around CWOW Sunday, and this episode is a bit of a recap of our initiatives, kind of a if you missed everything else, don't miss this. During the last few months, we've gone through a goal-setting, metrics-changing kind of season on our staff, and it's helping to set our direction for the next 12 to 16 months or so. So let me just go through a bit of that really quickly. So our vision, we've said this, our vision is we seek to be a part of a movement that will see the number of Jesus apprentices in Central PA double by 2030, and in the process, catalyze an epic release of leaders, of missionaries, of Jesus apprentices. The place where we're doing that, our primary focus is Central PA, which is comprised for us of seven counties: Center, Clearfield, Clinton, Union, Mifflin, Huntington, and Blair. But we want to remain open to wherever the Spirit leads us. Our time, perhaps every generation believes that they live in unique times, but we believe we are on the cusp of the next chapter of God's global work, a great move of God. The last 3 years, you've heard me say this, have not been a temporary interruption, but a transitional disruption into our next chapter. We're not going back to normal. The core of our values right now, be still and know that He is God, love our neighbors, and do it together. Our paradigm convictions, we've talked a little bit about this in previous episodes. Front Yard Mission is at the very crux of our vision. It's vital to both doubling the number of Jesus apprentices and catalyzing an epic release of leaders. Our methods and our strategies must be characterized by a one-to-few mindset rather than a one-to-many mindset. Sunday morning gatherings are not our primary priority. We love them. We're going to continue to do them, but they're not our primary priority. We're calling out for revival. And if it doesn't reach our neighbors, we miss it. A revival that just makes things better inside the four walls of the church is not what we're looking for, not what we're crying out to God for. Apprenticing to Jesus is not optional. And we cannot create Jesus apprentices who are not on mission. This is part of our new paradigm, our strategy. Mission is not the 401 of apprenticing, something that we can only do when we become more like Jesus. It's actually how we become more like Jesus. We cannot experience the blessings of the kingdom without surrendering to the King. Digital discipleship is a legitimate and transformative resource. We're going to continue to invest in that. And Calvary cannot accomplish this vision alone. We need to do it together with God and other congregations. We need to pray to God, and we need God's gracious hand upon us. So what are we going to celebrate in the next years, the years to come? And we will celebrate every step of faith. We will celebrate a successful next chapter campaign, a generosity campaign that's coming this year, because that is evidence of steps of faith and growth and generosity. And it's going to propel us into the next chapter. We'll celebrate every new decision for Christ through baptism. We will celebrate every church that joins us in our Front Yard Mission movement. We'll celebrate every hub starting at least one neighborhood gathering. And we'll celebrate every point of multiplication for the next generation. We'll celebrate a residency, an institute starting to train up the next generation. So what are our primary movement-wide goals? This is what we're trying to accomplish in the next 12 to 16 months. We want to grow the engaged team, those who are engaged in the mission, not just fans in the stands, but engaged at Calvary. We want to grow that by 60%. We want to have 350 functioning Front Yard Missions at Calvary. 350 people are saying, I'm doing it. I'm committed to this. I'm doing CWOW Sunday. I'm praying for my neighbors, all of that. We want a next generation prayer movement, a movement of people praying for the next generation, but even more importantly, a movement of the next generation praying. We're praying for 150 baptisms in the next 12 to 16 months. Man, that would be huge. We're praying that a residency, a CWOW Institute, a Leadership Development Institute, gets started. We begin to train the next generation to be front yard missionaries and leaders who will impact their communities. We hope to see 20 congregations in Central PA enlisted in front yard missions and 24/7 prayer in the next year and a half. And we want to see an increase in giving to the general fund and a successful next chapter generosity campaign. And finally, we're going to do a reset on our campus ministry. We have a passion to see Penn State University reach for Christ, become a sending institution, and we want to be a part of what God is doing there. If I were to encapsulate those eight goals that I just went through into three initiatives, it would be this. We want to be a church that is characterized by and growing in players on the field, not just fans in the stands. We want to be engaged. We want to be on the team. Jesus has so much for us. We're called a kingdom of priests. Every one of us is a missionary, a leader, a pastor in whatever context we find ourselves in. Secondly, we want to see Jesus grab and equip and send the next generation as apprentices of Jesus who will lead the church into the next chapter. Through the years at Calvary, we've been positively impacted by Henry Blackaby's principles of experiencing God. And he once said, you know, God is always at work around us. It's our job to see where he is at work and then join him there. In other words, let's join in on what God is blessing rather than just do what we want and ask him to bless it. And all around us is evidence of God's moving among the tail end of the millennials and Gen Z and the Alpha generation. I saw it at Asbury. I believe with all my heart we'll see it here if we can see them as the church now, not just the church of the future. And then third, and this has been part of who we've been for as long as I've been here, we want to see revival. With all our strategies and goals and metrics, we desperately need the hand of God upon us. And we're passionately praying for an outpouring or a revival or even another great awakening. Rich Stearns, the president of World Vision, describes the movement of the church like this. He says, picture one of those long lines of dominoes. When one falls, it starts a chain reaction that can cause dozens or hundreds more dominoes to fall. For instance, he said, Jesus set up 12 dominoes, his disciples. He mentored them, empowered them with the Holy Spirit, and then sent them off to go and do likewise, just like he sent us. Because now, Stern says, there are over 2 billion followers of Christ in the world. That's a lot of dominoes. And you know what? What started 2,000 plus years ago, it's never stopped. It's never stopped. It's never stopped. Whether you're loving your neighbors or investing your time in another type of front yard mission, whether you're spending the night praying or whether you're hanging out of the cold or going to Myanmar or adopting or fostering or sponsoring a child, whether you're mentoring a prisoner or volunteering at Extreme or Calvary Kids or leading a life group or loving your family or doing your work for the glory of God or prayer walking a high school or middle school or elementary school or Penn State, you have no idea how big the impact will be as God puts the dominoes in place. But what I can tell you is that it's never stopped, and until Christ returns, it never will. So I guess I'm just asking you to dream a little bit with me about what God might want to do in Central PA. Paul tells us in Ephesians 3:20 through 21, my favorite prayer in all of Scripture, that God can do more than we can imagine, more than we ask for, more than we can imagine. But what does he want to do? I think these last few years have been a season of preparation, strategic planning that led to a new vision of seeing the number of Christ followers in Central PA by 2030 and in the process catalyzing an epic release of leaders. And now, you've heard me say this at times. I've been tempted to soften those numbers a bit because that's huge. Double? But I keep sensing God saying, don't you dare. Ask me for more. In fact, just this last week, I was on a Zoom call praying with some Pennsylvania intercessors, sharing a bit of our story at Calvary. And one of the men stopped and said, as we're praying, I think God has a word for you, Dan. And the word is, your vision is too small. Ask me for more. And all I could think is, God, you can't be serious. We have a vision to see the number of Christ followers in Central PA double by 2030. That vision is too small. And yet over and over again, those words have come to me these last few years. I think it's about 5 years ago, in the midst of setting our 2030 vision, I got an email from David Ashcraft, the lead pastor then of LCBC Church, probably the largest church in Pennsylvania, 15,000 plus people. He sent a letter to seven other pastors and asked if we would meet with him for a couple of days in Lancaster. God had given them a vision of impacting 100,000 people in Pennsylvania. And 2 years into it, they were saying, there's no way we can do this alone. Could we do something together? And as I met with those pastors, I kept hearing God say, ask me for more. And that season, we had moved a site, a gathering. We'd started a gathering. We got a church building given to us in Lewistown. We started kind of a beta test of a residency program, started an all-night prayer meeting on campus. We partnered with Unity to do a number of things. So much more was going on, but I still kept hearing God say, would you ask me for more? A couple years after that, a local pastor that I hadn't talked to for years, he didn't really know what was going on at Calvary, let alone what was going on in my heart. And he asked if we could get together. And he told me that God had put us on his heart about 3 months prior. And he felt like God wanted him to tell me, you're thinking about doing some big things. God wants you to know that you have a green light for all that's in your heart. So the visions and the dreams and the goals are a go. Listen, you guys, I'm not a prophet. You don't want me to tell you I know what God's going to do and how he's going to do it. I can't even envision a box that's big enough for what God can do. But as hard as it is for me to believe, I do believe he wants us to keep asking him for more. I shared this little tidbit a few episodes ago. For years, people around State College have dreamed. Some have even prophesied about Beaver Stadium being filled with God's people. And in the past, to be honest, I thought it was unlikely at best, impossible at worst. But man, lately that stadium comes to my mind and I sense the Spirit say, that's not even enough. Ask me for more. So here's what I've been praying for these last few years. Instead of a stadium filled with spiritual fans, spectators there to worship and hear the gospel, I'm praying for a stadium filled with players, 100,000 front yard missionaries. I mean, imagine if this was church, filled with front yard missionaries and marketplace pastors and next gen ministers and missionaries to the homeless and those in jail and those addicted to opioids and those without a family and those who are so successful that they don't even know why their hearts ache. Imagine central Pennsylvania afire with the presence of God. I'm asking for more, and I'm asking you to join me in asking for more. See, here's what I think. I think we need a dream that is small enough to start, but big enough to require God's gracious hand upon us. Beaver Stadium filled with front yard missionaries is big enough to require God's gracious hand. And listen, I've begun to realize that the significance of it being Beaver Stadium, it's not just that it's big and it's local. It's all about the next generation. It's time to pour out what we have in order to pass on what God has given us. And it'll never happen without him. Our best strategies, our greatest capacities won't get us there unless his gracious hand is upon us. It is an overwhelmingly big dream. But honestly, it's small enough that each of us can start. It is. I love your neighbor. Pray for the 8 people who are on your hashtag. Ask God to change your heart. Draw a circle around you and pray for a revival in the circle so that you can have a part in him changing someone else's heart. Get engaged. Love the next generation. Pray. Pray for revival.